The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard Jesus speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. How many of you have a presence on social media? With a Facebook account, a Twitter account, Pinterest for those who are into crafting? Okay, show of hands again. When you post something, do you sometimes go back to see how many people have liked it? Sometimes. And if no one likes your post, how do you feel? Okay, some of you don't care. Some of us do. Why didn't you like my post? Is no one paying attention to me? Isn't this all about me? That's the thing. We hear all the time about social influencers, about how they are looking for likes, they're looking for followers. It is for them all about me. Well, John the Baptist was an influencer. People flocked to him and his baptism of repentance. He had his own group of disciples who called him teacher. But he had a different agenda from social influencers of today. He was all about Jesus. It was the reason that he was born. This ministry was not his idea. Instead, it was his calling before he was even born, as we hear in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel. At his birth, his father, Zechariah, looked at him and said, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to shine upon those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." We read in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, "There was a man sent from God, his name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world." And further on we read, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.'" John is talking about Jesus pre-existing and therefore coming before him. Last week, we read about Jesus' baptism as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. This week's lesson from the Gospel of John tells a story from the perspective of John the Baptist. John the Baptist states twice that he did not know Jesus before the baptism in the Jordan River. He's not meaning that he doesn't know this cousin of his. Instead, he's talking about a deep, intimate knowledge that he didn't know the full extent of who Jesus was until it was revealed at his baptism. And this event becomes part of John's witness. John relied upon a word of promise that enabled him to discern that the one on whom he saw the Spirit come to rest and remain was the one who had been promised, the one who had baptized with the Spirit. John did not keep what had been revealed to him as a matter of personal faith. Instead, he used it to witness to others, especially to his own disciples. John's witness is a confession of who Jesus is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Those who heard this statement would have thought of sacrificial lambs, the one substituted by Abraham in place of his beloved son Isaac, the Passover lamb, the lambs sacrificed in the temple. This one is the Lamb who will break the power of sin, the one who brings freedom and restores relationship with God. And this redemptive action is not just for a small community, but for the whole world. The Son of God. John is confessing Jesus as a unique revelation of God, the only Son, the chosen and anointed one. In the other Gospels, this is a confession of the voice from heaven calling Jesus the Beloved One. In John's Gospel, John becomes that confessional voice, the first human voice announcing the identity of Jesus. These titles, Lamb of God and Son of God, reveal something about God, that God is not distant and uncaring, but instead cares deeply and is engaged deeply with creation. God desires restoration of the relationship that has been marred by the effects of sin. God is the one who reached out to humans to offer liberation and true freedom. John the Baptist points out Jesus to two of his disciples who immediately leave John to follow Jesus. John doesn't call them back. Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were supposed to be my followers. Wait, I have more to tell you. Instead, he lets them go. He has accomplished his goal with these two disciples by pointing the way to the one who is greater than he is, the one they should be following now that he has been identified. John the Baptist proclaims what has been revealed about him. And he reveals what he has learned, not to make his reputation greater, but to bear witness to God's chosen one. He is embodying what was stated in the portion of the psalm that we read today, where the psalmist states, "I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great assembly. See, I've not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I've not hidden your saving help within my heart. I've spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I've not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great assembly." John points out Jesus to these two disciples, and they leave him to follow Jesus. When Jesus sees John's disciples, he speaks the first words reported from him in this gospel. "What are you looking for? What is it you're seeking?" They respond, "Rabbi, teacher, tell us where you're staying." His response, "Come and see." And they leave their teacher and follow him. And the first thing one of those disciples, Andrew, does is to go back and tell his brother Simon. Andrew provides his own witness to his brother. We have found the one for whom we have been seeking. We have found the Messiah. Simon follows, and Jesus, looking at him, seeing him for who and what he is, knowing what he's going to do, knowing his strengths and his weaknesses, gives him a new name, Cephas, Peter, Rock. In time, Simon Peter will also bear witness of the one who is Lamb of God, and Son of God, and Messiah. Think of those who appointed you to Jesus, parents, teachers, pastors, friends. Because of those witnesses, to use the words of the psalmist, we have been drawn out of the mire and had our feet planted on the secure rock of our salvation. God's instructions have been written in our hearts. We have promised to be witnesses of Christ's redemptive love and have committed to living and speaking with that love. We acknowledge that we need the sustaining presence of God, giving thanks, trusting God, pointing to Christ, witnessing to God's love, and depending on that love. That is our daily calling. How will you point to Christ? Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, number 798. Will you come and follow me, the summons?